here's a story from The World.
We start the show in Sudan. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo met with the head of Sudan's ruling council in Khartoum today. Pompeo and Abdel Fattah al-Burhan took off their masks to pose for photos, but didn't take questions. The visit is part of a bid to normalize relations with Israel as Sudan transitions to democratic rule. Cameron Hudson is a former chief of staff to the U.S. Special Envoy to Sudan. Cameron, the U.S. is trying to foster stronger ties between Sudan and Israel as the country shifts to civilian rule after decades under President Omar al-Bashir. But Sudan's government spokesman said the current transitional leaders have no mandate to normalize ties with Israel. What do you make of that statement?
Well, what I make is that there's some confusion within the Sudan transitional government right now. The State of Israel reached out early on in this year in February to military leaders, and the conversation between Sudan and Israel has largely been through security channels up to this point. Now that it's gotten, I think, a little more advanced, I think Secretary Pompeo is trying to move that conversation into a front channel diplomatic conversation. And I'm not quite sure that the civilian leaders in Sudan were as prepared as they needed to be to field this question about whether or not Sudan might establish normalized diplomatic relations with Israel.
One issue for Sudan is that it's on the U.S.'s list as a state sponsor of terror. And I know that Sudanese Prime Minister Abdel Hamdok met with Pompeo to raise that issue. What does Sudan have to do to get off that list?
Well, there's a set of statutory requirements, which frankly Sudan has met or largely met to get off the list, namely that it renounce international terrorism and demonstrate that it hasn't supported international terrorism in the past 6 months. We have placed an additional requirement that they settle all terrorism-related lawsuits by U.S. citizens. And so it has been, for the past year or so, negotiating an out-of-court settlement with the victims of the USS Cole bombing and the victims of the U.S. embassy bombings, which Sudan was found culpable of in U.S. courts. There's a deal to be struck here, though. I think Sudan is very interested in getting off the terrorism list as quickly as it possibly can. It's running headlong into a U.S. election calendar right now, where I think the Trump administration is looking for some foreign policy wins that it can take forward into the election. And I think it sees now Sudan as fitting kind of neatly into a broader narrative of Middle East peace that it's trying to claim in the region.
You served at the U.S. mission in Sudan a decade ago when ex-President Omar al-Bashir was still in power. Have you been back since?
I have, yes. I was there during the revolution last year and since to meet with the transitional government and many of the people who brought the transitional government in. And it's a sea change. I mean, it's a complete 180. I mean, I think people walk the streets and you feel a sense of exuberance and optimism among the people, even though there's a punishing economic situation in the country right now. You know, things are not all fixed in Sudan. The government is having to undo 30 years of corruption and autocratic rule. So that takes time. But what has immediately moved in to fill that void, that vacuum, is a sense of optimism about the future, a sense that Sudan can rebuild, that it can turn the country around, and that all the sins of the past can be moved beyond.
Cameron Hudson is a senior fellow at the Atlantic Council's Africa Center and former chief of staff to the U.S. Special Envoy to Sudan. Thanks so much.
Thank you.